Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. On the line with us is Judy Patrick, managing editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Hey, David. How are you?
Doing well today. Hope you are as well. And we turn to something that's been happening in Schenectady, and that is people have started to arrest people who aren't showing up for court who have abandoned their properties. Explain.
Schenectady Mayor Gary McCarthy has ordered city police to begin arresting those who refuse to show up in court this month to answer summons for alleged code violations. The law department began an aggressive effort to clean up the city by hauling the owners of what they called the city's 100 worst buildings into court this month, and about half of the people who got summons didn't show up. After so few came, judges signed dozens of arrest warrants, and McCarthy told police to give those warrants priority. And in less than a week, officers have arrested about 10 of the owners. And arrests are now almost a daily occurrence. The blighted buildings bring down the value of the surrounding properties, but McCarthy says they also encourage crime. Prostitutes and drug dealers, you know, set up shop inside some of these abandoned houses, and others are simply targets for people looking to steal copper pipes. The arrests are the latest in a series of housing-focused changes under McCarthy's administration, which is relatively new this year. Code enforcers are doing these publicized neighborhood sweeps for violations, and they leave courtesy notices for residents telling them that something's broken or needs to be fixed. And they also board up houses and fix hazardous conditions when they come across them. They're also in Schenectady reviewing 750 abandoned properties that have long delinquent tax bills and may foreclose on hundreds of them this year.
I imagine demolitions might be in the works at some point, too.
Yes, and that is costly for the city.
Well, let's turn to what might be seen as some good news. Apparently, The Economist has done an article, a big feature story, on some of the local economic developments in our region.
Yeah, it's called The Springs That Heal, a watering place and racing resort becomes a high-tech hub. It was released this past Saturday, and it focuses on the high-tech development occurring in the region. The people who work to attract these kind of jobs to the region couldn't be more pleased by this, because The Economist, based in London, is one of the world's most respected news magazines with a circulation of 1.5 million and a readership around the globe. The attention is generally tied to the opening of the $4.6 billion Global Foundries computer plant at the Luther Forest Technology Campus in Malta in Stillwater. About 1,300 people already work there, and more hiring is expected as the plant is brought into full commercial production by early next year. The article has generated comments around the world and may bear further fruit as economic developers continue to try to attract the companies that often cluster around a large chip manufacturing plant like this. The Economist writer spent 2 days in the region in March for what local people tell us is expected to be a series on the upstate New York economy. It references Saratoga Springs Healing Waters. That's the Middle Springs for which Saratoga Springs was famous all those years ago.
We've been talking with Judy Patrick, managing editor of the Daily Gazette. For more on these stories, you can go to dailygazette.com or just pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, thanks so much.
Thanks, David.